Business owners, do you want an unfair advantage over your competitors? Do you want to dominate in your area of expertise? You are listening to Business Life Hacks. Learn to influence consumer psychology and shortcut your way to business success with tips, tricks, and hacks from award-winning digital agency, J Marketing.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Business Life Hacks. Now, this week is a Friday quickie. The idea with these is that they're bite-sized podcasts that provide an enormous benefit. So today, we're talking about the top five tips to improve your conversion rate. Now, the golden rule that any good conversion rate optimization consultant knows is that no matter how good your conversion rate is, it can always be better. So you should always be testing new things, always be A/B testing. And over the years, we have tried and tested a lot of approaches, and we have figured out what works time and time again. So, Josh, what is one important tip to improve a person's conversion rate?
Number one, my biggest tip, it's all about header block construction. And what I mean by that is, what's the first thing you see when you land on the website? The reason that's so important is that the average user has six or seven of your competitors open, and they're giving each of them a cursory 3-4 seconds to work out what's important about yours and do you stand out. So testing that, that's your number one goal. Just simply A/B testing headlines has an enormous impact on conversion rate. Proof points. Is there anything that proves what you actually do? Selling your solution, not the facets of how you deliver that solution. And finally, if you're someone who wants leads, test putting an inquiry form in that header. We have seen an enormous increase in conversion rates from anyone that has an inquiry form right up the page. Dan, what's number two?
Number two is to give multiple ways for your audience to convert at different levels of toughness. So what does that mean? It means that not everyone who lands on your site is at the same stage in the buyer decision cycle. Some people are ready to buy now, and for them, you can have a button that says inquire now or buy now. But some people, they're not ready to make that commitment, and it feels a little too hard for them to take that step. For those people, you could provide a free brochure, a free ebook download, something where they can put in their contact details so you have their email and you can keep marketing to them later. But it's something that shows that they're interested and it gives them some value up front that's going to help to move them further and further down the buyer decision cycle. So, Josh, what is number three?
Okay, number three. This is one people probably wouldn't think of, but we've done a lot of testing on. And it's the language that you use on your call to action buttons. What do I mean? I mean, how often do you just see a button that says, inquire now, or click here? That's fine, but would you have a higher conversion rate if you used more divisive language, like, I'm ready to learn, or I want to grow my business? In a lot of instances, these positive affirmations perform much, much, much better because they're almost getting into the mindset of the customer and giving them something aspirational to shoot for. So definitely, definitely run A/B split tests on the language you use on your next step buttons. Dan, I know the next one's very close to your heart. It's all about advertising. Tell us about it.
So number four is to improve the quality of who is landing on your site in the first place. So really good example, we were running Google Ads for a client. They were an oil and gas company. And because of the word gas in there, Google saw that as being related to the word fart. And anyone who was searching fart, then our client's ad would come up and then go through. Those people are not going to be looking for oil and gas. They're looking for some kind of funny web page. So you need to filter that out, make a phrase match keyword so that it's really specific to the audience that you're looking for. So Josh, what is the fifth one?
Okay, fifth and final one. On the page, qualify your audience stronger. Now, a lot of people, they're reticent to do this because they're like, oh, if I make it too hard, if I make it sound like you don't qualify, then you won't inquire. Well, guess what? There is an inverse relationship. Don't worry about those people who are only a 5% chance of converting. Worry about the people who are your perfect avatar and show them. Hey, are you a doctor who's 35 to 40 and loves kittens? If so, then you should be inquiring. Now, you are going to exclude everyone outside of that very narrow and strange set of qualifications, but if you are fitting into that, you know the solution is for you. And in terms of reducing anxiety and reducing friction, you're just going to assume that, hey, this was made for me, and you're going to convert. So guys, that is the Friday Quickie, 5 quick tips. Obviously, we went through it very fast, and if you've got questions, you'd like to know more, email us, dan@jmarketing.agency or josh@jmarketing.agency. We'd love to hear from you. Go and have an awesome weekend. Dan, you as well.
Thanks, Josh. See you next time.